Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's great to continue to be with you. Thank you for staying with me. If you've already been listening, that means you're a highly intelligent individual. And if you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. Welcome aboard. John Bertu is our guest and our good friend. John's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a tremendous supporter of all the things that you do, small business owners. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union. And as I say, he's our good friend. John, welcome back to the show.
How are you, my friend?
It's good. Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Oh, it's always. It's been a while.
It's been too long. Where have you been?
I've been here. You're become a big shot now, and you got all the famous guests, and you forgot about the humble little bear.
John. Now you know that's not true. You know that you are our only favorite guest in the whole world. But you know the phone works both ways, right? You know that, don't you? See, if you're a real friend, you'd be calling up and saying, how come I'm not on your show tomorrow?
Well,
but anyway, it's good to have you back. And one of the things that one of the reasons we've been leaving you alone is you've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah. A lot of taxing, a lot of spending going on, much too much. But there's
good news out there, though. I mean, it's not all good news, but there is some good news, right?
Well, I mean, I think the good news is the economy is doing terrifically. I don't know why. You've probably talked about it on your show, why no one in America seems to realize that. And revenues have come in very strongly. That said, the big spending in the Bush years has caused problems. It's caused deficits. And the numbers are going to only turn worse in about 5 or 6 years when the baby boomers start to retire. So the as I've said to a few people, we may have seen, at least in my lifetime, we may have seen the last surpluses. We will see, because of these sort of short-term spending-driven deficits, and then we've got the baby boomers coming in, and that's going to be a lot.
Well, the most precious and scarce commodity in our nation, and I'm going to go ahead and say our nation, John, is an intangible, an absolute intangible, and that's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We this economy has the ability to create lots of wealth for a lot of people. This economy, the American people can have so many things provided by our government, but just not everything provided by our government. If we could get that through our head, and if our politicians could get a little bit of grit and have some leadership, we could have a lot of things. But without that leadership, John, all they want to do, all they want to do is spend the money. And I don't know what it's going to take, John, to stop that trend.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Leadership, I think if you're a Republican, if you're a Libertarian, if you're a Democrat, you've got to ask hard questions of candidates in coming years. I'm sure you've had folks in Club for Growth on your radio show, mm-hmm. Jim, and they're doing terrific work. And one thing we can do, I think, as citizens is not just ask these guys, oh, are you in support of tax cuts? You've got to ask them where they are on spending.
Right.
And because, as I was saying to you before we came on, it is a truism that you cannot, into perpetuity, spend like Howard Dean and tax like Ronald Reagan. It can't be done.
But, John, we now know who the big spending party is, don't we? It's now clear that the big spending party is whoever's in the majority.
That's pretty much right. And
Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't matter. The big spending party is the one. The only thing is, at least with the Democrats, they admit it.
I say the difference is that they'll both do the wrong things, both spend a lot of money, but the difference is the Republicans will feel guilty afterwards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But and the Republicans, you know, I mean the Democrats, they make no bones about it. You know, by and large, the Democrats, you know, admit that they think we should be taxing more and spending more.
Yep.
But
well,
the Republicans,
you know, the and that really is, you know, two of the reasons. You know, when you get what are the real fundamental reasons why things have gotten so bad in Washington? One, lack of leadership from the White House. The president just is not.
Right.
He's the leader of the majority party, and if the leader of the majority party is not there, these guys are going to go crazy.
I'm going to get you to explain yourself when we come back after these messages. Why do you say those things about our president? And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with John Bertu. He's with National Taxpayers Union.
You are my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. And 7 years ago, right now, 7 years ago this month, John Bertu joined us for the first time. John Bertu, happy anniversary, baby.
Wow. That's pretty good history there, my friend.
How about that?
I got one for you. I knew that was, was that not the Little River Band doing that?
That's exactly who that is.
How many of your guests could tell you that off the top of the head?
No, John. I've got a hip audience. They keep up with these things.
I said your guests.
Oh, my guess.
I'm
no,
sure
no,
your
no,
audience
okay.
is okay. all over it.
But. My guess. No, you're exactly. In fact, you're the only person who I've ever had, we've ever played the anniversary song for, who actually identified the band. So
well,
you're gonna go to the head of the class. We're gonna give you a red star today, John.
You're gonna double my stipend.
I'd be a little something extra in your paycheck this week, in your pay envelope this weekend.
Shivers going up and down my spine.
Well, happy anniversary and thank you for seven great years.
Thank you, Murphy.
We're like baseball. We keep these kind of records. Hey, John. Before we went to the break, you were saying some pretty critical things of President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
About and of course, one of the things I'm assuming that you're pretty disappointed him about is the fact that he hasn't vetoed a single bill. Now, is that not a record by now?
It is a record, and it is, you know, it is something that the president, you know, the president has. I think he's followed the Ronald Reagan dictum of pick your battles and prioritize, and he just doesn't choose to spend any political capital on the spending fight. And you know, year after year, they come in and they tell Congress at the start of the year, "Oh, we really care this year about spending. We're going to get tough with you guys." And they've said this every year. And nothing much has changed. We actually did an analysis. When you look at the numbers Bush originally proposes at the start of the year and then what Congress finally enacts, Congress has every year exceeded what the president asked for, but they do it. They've been doing it by increasing amounts. So it's sort of what I would call the kid in the cookie jar theory, that day one, he steals a cookie and no one slaps his hand. So day two, he comes back and steals two. And Congress is now up to about 12 cookies a day.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that really gets me, John, is when people wring their hands over the deficit, and they say we've got to make you know, we have to sacrifice. Everybody has to sacrifice for this deficit. The deficit's taking us down, and we need to be you know, we've got to raise taxes to fund this deficit. Mm-hmm. And I don't hear anybody but you and me and maybe a handful of other folks saying, wait a minute, we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem. You
yes.
know, I've known doctors who earned $1 million a year who took bankruptcy because they made plenty of money, but they spent more than they made.
Yeah.
And so it's like that. I mean, it's you think about it. It's they have plenty of money. Has the government ever acquired as much revenue? Have they ever had as much revenue as they have right now, John?
Never. And you know, the deal is that we have just been spending, as you say, Jim. We've been spending it at an unsustainable rate. We have today in Washington over 50% more money. You know, the Democrats and some of the big spenders in Washington are, oh my God, we can't afford the tax cuts, can't afford the, you know, we have 50% more money than we did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in the federal coffers. The federal coffers are exploding with money. And it is, you know, we, as you aptly said, we do not have a problem where the American people are undertaxed. The politicians are overspending, and they're making this claim. You know, Bush and some Republican leaders say, "Oh, it's the war on terror, it's Homeland Security." Nonsense. We've had since 2001, federal education spending has grown faster than defense spending. Mm-hmm. And this is true in so many areas where you've had huge increases in Department of Labor, in spending the Department of Commerce, Department of Agriculture. Across the board, spending is up everywhere. And it's so you're absolutely right. We do not, Washington does not have a revenue problem. They have a very, very serious spending problem.
So John, we got election coming up. What's your advice to us? How do we vote?
Well, ask hard questions of your candidates. Don't just ask them, you know, are you in support of tax relief? Ask them if they're willing to, you know, we have a survey. Here's a shameless plug for our website. We have a survey, ntu.org, where we ask candidates, are they willing to hold spending in line with...
Can we print that survey out and
absolutely.
Use it?
Absolutely can.
NTU.org, folks. Next time you go to a town hall meeting, next time you're talking to one of the candidates, one of the incumbent especially, print this survey off of NTU.org and ask them these questions.
Yep, and tell them, you know, ask them to fill out the survey and then, you know, find out what they're going to do on spending. And if they don't give you the right answers, if they start talking about, well, we've got a lot of local commitments and I'm defending you guys up in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cast your vote for a guy like that. And again, the tax cuts. I mean, it's more important to ask your representative, your senator, or potential representative senator, what are they going to do on spending?
Mm-hmm. Stand by. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk to John about some of the specific bills, tax bills, that are in front of Congress right now that I'd like to get his opinion on, and hopefully he's working on those. I'm sure he is. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Bertu. He's with the National Taxpayers Union. That's NTU.org. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much to those of you who have been subscribing to our newsletter, who continue to subscribe. We appreciate that very much, the thousands of you who do that, and also those of you who have been wearing out our blog. You've been using our blog like crazy, and we really appreciate that. And I'm assuming you like it, too, because you're using it a lot. And you're not only using it a lot. When you go there, you're using a lot of pages on the blog, which is really exciting to us because we work hard to bring that to you, and thank you for using it. John Bertu is our guest. He's all over our website as an original member of our Brain Trust. We're now celebrating 7 years. We're into our eighth year now as of this moment with John as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union. He's one of the organizations that works really hard to shine the light on some of the insanity in Washington, D.C., that is this all the spending and the failure to give you and me the most for our tax dollars that we pay. And John, one of the things that I wanted to talk about were some of the tax bills that just happened. We just got, I shouldn't say a bill, we just got an extension of a couple of tax programs. The capital gains and the dividend tax got extended. Mm-hmm. So did the tax cuts, the 2003 tax cuts. But there's some new tax cuts coming up, I should say, some new tax debate coming up soon, and I say soon, maybe even this week, and that's on the estate tax, isn't it, the death tax?
Yep. No, I know that's an issue near and dear to your heart. It is to ours, Jim.
Absolutely.
We're mobilizing our members via email. We're doing phone banking, calling our members in targeted states, everything we can. It's going to be close. We're going to need 60 votes because of the special rules in the Senate. We're going to need mm-hmm. 60 votes. And right now it is it's coin flip on whether we're going to get it or not. It's a hard
call. And this is would this be to abolish the estate
yes.
tax or to get it extended?
Yes. Well, this is to abolish it once and for all.
The whole enchilada
permanently. And this is not about the money, really. It only raises about $20-30 billion a year, I think. And what this is the two great ideologies in America, left and right, have staked this out as a very important fight. We on the right say it's a case, this is double taxation, this is just simply not fair, you're taxing money that's already been taxed. And the folks on the left have always been enamored with the death tax because, frankly, it's redistribution. And they like, if you or I make money, rather than saying, hey, I can pass this on to my heirs or I can give this to Stanford University Research Center, they want the government to take it and elites to decide what to do with that money.
Well, it's just a matter of time, John. If this doesn't happen this time, it's just a matter of time before it will, because the 21st century is a century of the entrepreneur, and the more people who own small businesses and start building their own accounts, start building their own wealth on off of their own labor and their own risk taking, the more that happens, the more small businesses we have out there, the more they're going to look around and say, wait a minute, as you said,
yep.
John, I've
yep.
already paid taxes on these assets. When I die, that shouldn't my death shouldn't become a taxable event.
Yep,
and that's the essence of it. And so, I hope it happens soon. But I will tell you that it's in John. If I live long enough, and I think if I live to be a normal age, a regular age, as I say, I think we'll see it for sure. Because small business owners will more and more will demand it.
I think that's right. I look at a lot of issues that we fight on: school choice, personal ownership, Social Security. And death tax repeal, and I would put all of them, I agree with you, Jim, I think all of them, I sure as heck hope that we're going to get death tax this week, but if we don't, it is going to happen just
yep.
because of the changing American economy.
Absolutely. John, the website is ntu.org. Folks, I encourage you to join the fight with NTU and find out what they've got to offer there at their website. And if you can, I encourage you to be part of their organization. John, thank you. You're going to Vienna for a World Taxpayers event in a few weeks. Will you come back afterwards and give us a report on how it went?
I certainly will.
John Bertu, ladies and gentlemen. John, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, all you taxpayers out there. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back right after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.